don't know why on earth you decided not to have peace on earth, just like the Christmas season is supposed to be about, she retorted. That big old heart of yours puts all of us in this predicament.
What predicament? I carefully stapled the next piece of garland, making sure not to get my fingers in the way. We're doing good. Lester had a great idea. And if it helps Betts to move on and feel good, we are going to do it. Betts Hager was one of us, a laundry club lady. We were a group of five friends who had so much in common, gossip mostly, but what better way to bring five nosy women together? Betts owned the local laundromat we used to get together and just talk about things. Again, gossip. Recently, her ex-husband, only ex because he'd been sent to prison and pardoned by the governor, had passed away. He'd left a notebook that was full of requests from his church congregation he'd not been able to fulfill, or things he'd left undone after he'd gone to prison but was on borrowed time from the big man in the sky due to an illness he wasn't going to get pardoned from. If hosting an event that gives children a wonderful Christmas is something we can do to help Betts cross that off the list, then we are going to do it. I sucked in a deep breath. The cold Kentucky weather skittered into my nose and pricked my lungs. Slightly, I turned to get a view of the Happy Trails campground from this level and smiled. And it makes the campground really pretty. I loved how the Christmas tree on the dock of the lake was shining from the multicolored Christmas lights. Plus, there were all the mini trees on the cute floating platforms in the lake made by Henry Bryant, the campground handyman, and Beck Greer, the local teenager who worked with Henry for me. They had cleverly strung solar lights around each little tree and mirror ball ornaments, so during the day, the balls reflected the sunlight as if the lights were on, and as soon as the sun started to descend behind the mountains in the Daniel Boone National Forest, the twinkly lights came on, giving a breathtaking and delightful addition to the decorations.
Why on earth does Betts feel like she's the Jesus in his redemption?
Dottie had long not been a fan of Lester's pardon. Though he was a man of the cloth before he went to prison, Lester wasn't able to escape the sin that put him there. Everyone needs forgiven, I reminded her, though she squirmed uncomfortably below. How does that look? I decided to give up on trying to convince her the toy drive we were hosting was going to be a good thing for everyone in the community, not just to make Betts feel better. Truth of the matter, Betts was doing the good deeds only because she felt like if Lester had those marked off, he'd be led into the great eternal as they'd preach to the masses at the normal Baptist church. For some reason, she'd taken on the sins that stuck him in prison as her lot in life. At some point, we, the laundry club ladies and I, were going to have to help her see that Lester's shame wasn't her cross to bear.